You know what these tenant fences are? Just very quickly, blaspheme the devotees who are dedicating themselves to propagating the holy name of the Lord, and those persons I make offense. That's taken as offense to the holy name, because those persons are propagating the holy name. They're carrying the holy name here and there, and you're offending them. One will not get these perfections, or one will be very much reduced in the effectiveness in the chanting of the holy name by such an offense and the other offenses. Offending the scripture that reveal Krishna and the truths about the holy name. So these should be very carefully respected, and if making offense, should be carefully guarded against. Similarly, the spiritual master. Repeatedly, this is described. Taking what does it look like? What does the offense to the spiritual master look like? What's the, if you were to paint a picture of it, what would it look like? Taking the spiritual master as, so repeatedly the description is, another embodied being like me and like all the rest of us that is in the same category as ordinary, like all the rest of us. So thinking in that way, it takes care of whether or not I have to listen attentively and follow the instructions of the spiritual master. One follows the other. If the person is ordinary, the instruction is ordinary, and therefore I don't have to follow it. I can neglect it. I can do it or not do it, as it suits me. One isn't disciplined by the instruction of, one's life is not moved toward Krishna by the instruction of Guru because of the improper regard for Guru. And we discussed this point yesterday. The postal peon is very special because he's carrying the message of Krishna inside the envelope. Carried by the postal peon is the glory of Krishna through his messages. So whether the person is ordinary or not, the activity conducted by them, therefore they should be regarded as good as Krishna, not ordinary. Thinking of the holy name of Krishna to be separate from Krishna, or thinking that other names are equal to the name of Krishna, contrary to the conclusion of scripture. This is another offense. And so on, we can go through the 10 offenses one by one. Thinking the glories of the holy name to be exaggeration, just to get simple folks into it. You just hype it up a lot and then gets them into doing a good thing. It doesn't really mean all those things. These are hyperboles just to get less intelligent. I know better. Less intelligent people can believe all those things. It's all right. This is an offense to the holy name. And so on. Sitting on the strength of chanting. Maintaining material attachments even after understanding. So these, what to do so that I can develop raga, an attachment for the holy name instead of nanuraga. The offenses have to be carefully avoided. So this is how the offenses are carefully avoided. Know what they are and assiduously, repeatedly, without unfailingly continue to guard against those offenses. Not do it for a while and take a siesta, but carefully, so that this glorious description of the holy name can be actually entered into, tasted by my lowly self. So this is Abhideya again, knowledge of the process of how to act within my relationship with Krishna in a favorable way, through the chanting of the holy name of Krishna. So these are Mahaprabhu's instructions. Any discussion?
Sometimes it becomes so too disturbing type of situation that we may not be able to hold on to the goodness platform. So how to deal with that kind of situation happens with the devotee when it comes to the first offense. So at times it happens that we'll be so disturbed that we'll not be able to manage that, to hold on to that. And to compose ourselves in a sort of behavior of Vaishnava, that understanding, situate ourselves. What should we do at the time?
Okay. The instructions of the spiritual master, because they're instructions of Krishna, they're very powerful. One can derive power from the instructions to carry out the instruction. Even if you are not strong, you can get strength from the instruction. Even you may be getting carried away by previous tendency or the other than the mode of goodness, mode of passion or ignorance. One may feel oneself being carried away by those other modes. Cling tightly to the instruction. At that moment, that's the first thing that one should do. One's mind should go to Guru and Krishna. And that means also the instruction. Before that event happens, you can, just as the next verse that Mahaprabhu instructs, you can develop proper mentality, so you're not just ducking the modes of nature, but you're in the right disposition, mood of servitorship, mood of humble servant to all, and especially to the Vaishnavas. This is a primary instruction for all spiritual aspirants, to be in the mood of serving the Vaishnavas at all times, even the difficult times. Or especially it's important to remember that in the difficult times. You can practice the non-difficult times. So you prepare yourself ahead of the moment. When the moment comes, you take shelter. You invoke the thought. It's just like the moment of death. That moment of test, moment of truth. You think of the spiritual master and Krishna and their instructions. You call upon them. Invoke their presence. And the third is, if you lose your, somehow you get dragged away by your lower self, then there's a procedure for that also. You feel deep regret just like Lord Brahma. As soon as he stole the calves of the cowherd boys, immediately, he was feeling deep regret, deep remorse. I really made a mistake. I never should have done this. Why did I do this? Very bad. I've offended the Supreme Lord. Even before he came back, he was feeling like that. Conscience, some remorse for that wrongdoing. And then we discussed this yesterday. If that does take place, you go and fall at the feet of the Vaishnava and beg their forgiveness, and repeatedly, even if their forgiveness comes, just like Jagai and Madhai, their forgiveness was given, but they went the extra distance to petition all those who had already forgiven them to forgive them, to render all varieties of service for them, because of all of their, they were exhibiting their quality of pure devotion, steepening themselves in that quality of pure devotion. All right? Yes.
Not just lack of attachment for the holy name. Mm-hmm. Is that referring to someone with proper understanding of the first verse?
Yes. It could be either. But in Mahaprabhu's case, he's speaking as he's already uttered what the glories are, and still I have no.
That's why it's due to offense.
Huh?
That's why it's due to offense.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just like, it's like your question. I know that I shouldn't have that ill disposition. Even if there's just cause to react in a non-Vaishnava manner, even if there's just cause, and I shouldn't do, but here I go doing. At least I feel like the well of whatever, retaliation or anger or something, scorn or pride or something is coming, you know. And if I do this, then I'll have even, you know, anyway, it follows. So I'll make further offense, and I'll have even less attraction for holy name, and so I'll be more lost. And so therefore, these instructions are there how to guard against those situations, or how to guard against offense. Yes.
Maharaj, what is the difference between platform of duty and platform of love? Like example of Pranay, what is
very nice question. Very nice question. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says they're quite different. But one is preliminary. It can be likened to taking wet wood and making it dry and then putting the wood on the fire. It will burn. So out of duty, I know this is something I must do. And out of love, it's because of having contemplated. Prabhupada explained it this way once. I've been repeatedly listening to how he was explaining it. When there's attachment, then one will act spontaneously. And we find that in material existence. Young boys attached to young girl. How do they become attached? Well, they started contemplating. Oh, she's very nice, or he's very nice. And some gesture to indicate, yes, I'm attracted to you. He brings her some flowers or some gift, and she thinks, oh, how nice. Anyway, so attachment is there. And when attachment is there, this feeling, it doesn't, it's, the young boy doesn't have to be told, now while you're sitting in the classroom, you should daydream and think of the young girl. He doesn't have to do that out of duty. He's out of his affection. So in spiritual cultivation also, it's the desirable stage is attachment and love. Asakti and bhava and prema. So to reach that stage, there's some duty, the vidhis you follow, sadhana, things that are prescribed. Again, Prabhupada's example, you may not want to get up early in the morning. Now, after some time, it's so nice. If I don't rise early in the morning, it's awful. I don't know how I lived otherwise. I want to. But even if I don't want to, I must. I must. Spiritual master says, scripture says, the acharyas say, therefore I take their advice. I must. Duty. So it's the preliminary.
But one can get stuck at the duty stage, like we give example of Karna, that he gave the insect was biting his thigh and out of his chatriya spirit. That is the sense for some duty.
He's following some, the duty brings one to a degree of goodness. That is, like taking the wet log, it makes it dry. It's not yet in the fire. How that dried log is used is another thing. By performing jarasandha, you know, to the brahmanas, giving charity to the brahmanas. Even if it meant his life, he would give. So that makes one, to some degree, by following that injunction, it gives one a certain strength. But how is that strength used? For demoniac purposes. So therefore duty is insufficient. Duty is required, but not enough. Attachment for Krishna is what's required. Yes.
Regarding the distinction between primary and secondary name.
Yeah.
Sometimes we say while preaching that even if you chant Allah or Jehovah, you will get the love of God.
No. You get liberation. Yes.
What are these two things which you were discussing, duty and attachment?
That's his question.
So from a person by executing duty, his duties, can he come to the platform of attachment? Or how is the second stage?
It has to be done under the direction of one who is attached. It has to be under the direction of, or under the instruction of. That connection has to be made. It can be right from the outset. The follower of Rupa Goswami from the outset understands the purpose of these vidhis, these various regulations and practices that I'm doing, is to bring me to that. So I'm doing it for that purpose right away. That connection is made right away, from the outset. Yes? How do you know that realizations are correct? Do you want to answer your own question? How do you check realization? What are the checks and what's the checks and balance system? Guru Sadhu Shastra. Is this realization confirmed? One should be very careful in that way. Yes? Ashutosh, go ahead. Answer your own question. You let go of those attachments. First is to recognize. Then is to regret. Then is to rectify. So you're part of the way there just by recognizing. Some people recognize and don't regret. It's okay. Everyone else is attached. I feel pretty good about it. At least I don't feel any regret about it. Anyway, so then feeling some regret, that's further towards the now rectify, under a guard against this offense. The instruction is there. How do I do it? Through the agency of the instruction, you do it. One must be faithful to the instructor and the instruction and the process of instructing. Then it's done. So if one finds a little difficulty in, let's say I'm particularly, so many other things I can easily give up, but this one thing, I'm having difficulty, then you make stronger your faith by serving the instructor and following more fastidiously the other instructions and praying for mercy that this can all be cleared and try more firmly. All right? Yes?
Is it justified to do some voluntary first aid, like not fasting and things like that?
Better is prescribed austerity. Follow those prescribed austerities more meticulously. The other is also okay, but capricious austerities can really turn into wild things. They're recommended austerities, do those nicely, very nicely. Anything else? Yes. The last part you faded out. What was the question?
We have to become loving servant.
Right.
We have to
become detached.
We have to be detached.
Right.
And reciprocation from the person we are having is the most confidential life.
So what's the last part?
So how reciprocation is possible? We have to be detached.
Oh, you don't be detached from the object of your love. You become objects from all the detached from all the rest. Viraktir anyatracha. Detached from everything else. But attached to Krishna. And detached from all the rest.
But you have to be servants of the servant of Krishna.
Right. But that's also attachment for Krishna. Isn't it? Simple. Okay? Yes.
Maharaj, can some divine primary and secondary category depending on the consciousness of the person?
Can, say the first part. Can one what?
Can the same name of Lord lie in the primary and secondary?
You want to give an example?
Like sometimes we give example of the super soul or something like that. Super soul. Will it lie in the primary
and secondary? Well, one who is attached in love to Krishna will see the two-armed form of Shyama Sundara. Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanina, that verse. Nam Shyama Sundara Machincha Guna Surupa. You'll see Shyama Sundara, not four-armed with club, conch, disc, and lotus. All right? Like the pastime when Krishna left the Rasa dance and assumed the form of Narayan, like that. The gopis came and paid their obeisances. Where's Krishna? You are the Supreme Lord. You are omniscient. Where is he? And Krishna tried to do the same with Radha, but her love was so powerful that he couldn't keep his four-arm form. He had to show his two-arm form. So therefore the Super Soul, or the Lord of creation, that these are different features that are shown according to one's love, or yayatam mam prapadyante, according to one's surrender and submission, regard for Krishna shows that feature. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.